Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our discussion of Psukei Dezimra. We've done Baruch Sha'amar. We discussed a little bit about Hodu last week, and that brings us this week to the very powerful and impactful tefillah of Mizmor L'Soda, one of the 11 Mizmorim, 11 Prakim of Tehillim composed by Moshe Rabbeinu to be sung by the Leviim when they brought the Karban Toda. So let's just give a little bit of background to the Karban Toda. A Karban Toda was brought by an individual who had been saved from one of four dire circumstances. Today, perhaps, when you talk about Berchas HaGomel, this is the connection to the Karban Toda. But four situations: a Yardei Hayam, an ocean voyage; Holchei Midbaros, a journey in the desert; Cholev and Isrape, recovered from an illness; and Chavush Veis HaSurim V'Yatza, a person was released from prison. So let's just understand a little bit about, and that's why we have HaGomel, this connection between these different circumstances, when we do say HaGomel, when we don't say HaGomel. Today, do we say HaGomel if you recover from COVID? Very interesting shilos. But let's just understand, we hear this word Karban Toda, let's understand a little bit about the Karban Toda. The Karban Toda had one feature that distinguished it from other Karbanos. Along with the Karban, there were the Lachme Toda, the breads. These breads consisted of Chametz and Matzah. The matzah symbolized the salvation from terrible, circumstances, like Mitzrayim. The chametz, which was the everyday, usual bread, right, regular bread, symbolized the daily miracles that occur to a person, right? That really we should bench Gomel every day. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. We can't live a life like that. Right? Would it make sense to live a life in which we are, every time I walk out of my house, I drive my car, I go to the store, I'm benching Gomel. But that's really the goal. The goal was the matzah, that's the terrible situation, and the chametz. The mizmar that we say, mizmar l'soda, since it's associated with the toda, it's not brought on Shabbos, it's not brought on Yom Tov, so we omit it. Right, we don't say it on those days. We don't say it on Erev Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, because you couldn't have matzah, or on Yom Kippur. So let's understand now. The next level is, if it's about the karbanos, why is it not said with the karbanos? We said the karbanos earlier in davening, Berachas HaShachar. We said the Berachas HaShachar. We said brachos. Then we say the karbanos, the ktores, the tamid, pitum haktores. Why don't we say this earlier? And the answer is from a wild and fascinating medrash. The medrash tells us, Le'asid Lavo, in the future, kol har karbanos betalin. We won't have any need for their karbanos, but the karban toda eino batel la'olam. Eventually, when Mashiach comes, there won't be a need for other private karbanos, because I won't have a yetzer hara. So I won't have to bring anything else. But nonetheless, I'll always have a need for the karban toda. So what Chazal say, that klatfilos la'asid lavo betelos, it could be that in the future, prayer will cease, but a hoda'a ain't a betela. Even in an ideal time, even in the times of Mashiach, when everything is great, there will still be a need to express hakaras hatov to Hashem. And when we say mizmor l'soda, a focus might realize that even though down the road, there might not be a need for every other tefillah, because we'll have this deep connection. There's always a need for Hakaras HaTov. Because Hakaras HaTov, Mizmor L'Soda, is about us. It's not about anything else. It's about us recognizing the good that we have. Us realizing what gifts we were given. Us appreciating this attitude of gratitude that we shared last week. So Mizmor L'Soda is really my daily wake-up call. To look around, to appreciate, to sing praises to Hashem for the good that I have. Have a wonderful day.